Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Navy Acquisition Chief James Girt says he's focusing on four core areas for the future of Navy procurement. OTAs, or other transaction authorities, play an important part in that. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Girtz during the Modern Day Marine Military Expo in Quantico, Virginia.
So everything we're doing is in support of national defense strategy, and that strategy is really about us competing and winning as a nation. And to do that, I think for the Department of the Navy, kind of my four priorities, the first one is deliver and sustain lethal capacity. So making sure we're getting the right gear out to the folks downrange, making sure we can support them as we go forward, and then looking for new and creative ways to do that as we look to the future. The second is really getting our agility up. I call it pivot speed. How do we reduce our iteration time, be able to prototype things more quickly, and then the things that are useful get into the field really quickly? How do we increase the different ways we can contract or to bring other players into the mix? That's kind of my second one. Third one really is driving out cost. These weapon systems are expensive. They're expensive to buy. They're expensive to operate. And so what are the creative ways we can work with industry and create those win-wins where industry can bring in new solutions that reduces costs, where we can remain effective, and then we can turn those funds into other capabilities that we need to field. And then finally, not because it's last, because it's actually most important, is talent, right? How do we develop the talent? How do we harness the great talent in the U.S. To help our military in all its different forms? And so that's both how do we recruit and train and retain folks in the service as well as in our industry, because there's not many things we do in terms of acquisition that doesn't involve our industry partners. So they also have to have a healthy talent development ecosystem.
So Congress over the past two or three years has given you some flexibility, mm-hmm. some different things that you can do. How have you been able to leverage that, even though I know that you really haven't had much time to really take advantage of them, but have you been able to leverage them and plan to in the future?
Yeah, so Congress has been really, really powerful over the last couple of years in giving us lots of new tools. And so that's really productive for us. And again, lets us help get after those four things I'm after. Our biggest challenge is how do we perfect those tools and get the workforce trained so the workforce is comfortable using lots of different tools and can pick the right tool for the job. Right. So my main focus this year really is getting that workforce comfortable and proficient in all the different tools we have so that they can pick the right tool to get the job done. We have plenty of authorities. We just need to get our proficiency up so that then us and our industry partners can really use these tools to new advantage, to take cycle time out, to reduce non-value-added effort, to reduce barriers that are keeping some of the kind of up-and-coming startup companies from wanting to, normally they wouldn't want to do work with the government. Government can be a great, great partner as long as we can remove some of those bureaucratic hurdles. That takes a trained workforce, that takes an empowered workforce, takes a mission-focused workforce, and that's really where I'm focusing this year.
And I know that SPA War, speaking of mm-hmm. the authorities, they've already created a consortium mm-hmm. that can use OTAs, right. which are other transaction authorities. How is the Navy trying to leverage those, and where are they appropriate within the Navy?
Yeah, so I've given authority to all of our system commands to write their own OTAs up to $100 million. And so part of my challenge to those leaders is, in their particular environment, what's the right OTA for the job they have in hand? So SPA War's done some on information warfare. Our undersea warfare centers done some for undersea technologies. And quite frankly, there's other great ones across the department that we might just leverage rather than create one of our own. And so, again, I think it depends on the mission area. But we need to have that full tool set available so that we can rapidly prototype and rapidly test stuff and take some of the time and cost out of looking at new products and getting them in the hands of our warfighters.
Now, it's hard to go to any conference without hearing OTA, right?
Yep.
And it has a lot of things that are going for it that's making things go fast, but it also has some issues when it comes to oversight and transparency. Mm-hmm. How are you ensuring that you're using the taxpayers' money effectively and making sure that's something they can trust you on?
Yeah, sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean, that's why I'm in this position, right, is to look out for the taxpayer and ensure we are both delivering effectively as well as with confidence. And so OTAs, I think, are a tool. Mm-hmm. They're not the perfect tool for every job, just like the hammer isn't the perfect tool for a screw. But if you don't have a hammer, some jobs you can't do. And so I look at OTAs as one of many tools we need to perfect. Prize challenges are great tools. Cooperative R&D agreements are great tools. Small business innovative research contracts are great tools. And then really train and hold the workforce accountable for using, being knowledgeable, and then using all those tools in the appropriate manner to deliver. And traditional contracting can be a very effective and fast tool if set up the right way. So it's not really an either or, it's an either and from my perspective. Right. It's just another tool we've got to be proficient at. I'm making sure we have the right oversight so that we aren't using the tool in an inappropriate manner. But the biggest issue to that is really training the workforce. And then once they're trained, then we can hold them accountable.
Now, when it comes to cyber, that's something that DOD's been thinking about a ton, and right. The Navy. I mean, you had the whole cyber awakening mm-hmm. not that long ago. What is your acquisition department doing to secure cyber and to stay ahead of the game in cyber?
Yeah, a huge issue and a very complex issue, and it's also not a one-size-fits-all issue. And so we've been working really closely with our industry partners. It takes a couple of things. One is identifying the data that we want to protect at what level and making sure we're doing a good job of that. And then secondly, creating the right tools and policies so that we proactively put the safeguards in place to protect the data we need to protect at the appropriate level. So we're working really closely with our program executive offices. They all have tasks from me to go review how we're protecting data through all their programs. And then you're going to see policy from me coming out to make sure that we've got those terms appropriately placed on the contracts as we go forward or the existing contracts to ensure we can protect that data. Now, if we can't protect the data, then, again, we're just giving up a competitive advantage, and that's not something we're very interested in doing.
How are you tackling the supply chain issue? There's a lot of things going on with foreign-made objects. Mm-hmm. How are you fitting that into
your... Yeah, and another really important, both from... do we have confidence in the financial aspects of those suppliers as well as the technical aspects of those suppliers? And so I think, in the coming age, the digital age provides us a lot of really, really great opportunities, provides some risk, right? And so we've got to look at how do we manage the risk without obviating that opportunity that will present. 3D printing is a great way to shrink down supply chains, and especially if we're operating forward with 3D printers on ships, can be a great opportunity. But if we don't have confidence in the data that we don't understand or we're not sure it's protected, then that can negate the opportunity. So we're looking at both sides of that equation.
So Congress almost at this point has gotten you the money that you need for 2019, yeah. And this is the first time in a long time it'll be on schedule. How does that help you? What is that doing for you at this point?
Yeah, so Congress has been a great partner for the last couple of years. It really, recognize that we were not where we needed to be in terms of lethal and ready as a military, and took that on to very challenging to bring the budgets where they needed to be. And so I give them great credit both last year and now this year, not only the budget, but delivering the budget on time, it looks like, is really good. What that allows us to do then is really create good, effective business deals. When you're in a continuing resolution, you can get into kind of starting and stopping or only going part way, and then you lose some efficiency, both from you have to do the work multiple times, as well as if you're a contractor, it's hard on a workforce planning perspective when the work starts or stops or doesn't start at the time you expected.
Right.
My charge of the team is how do we accelerate and take advantage of the great opportunity Congress looks like it will do by passing the budget on time so that we can accelerate, right, and not have to do our normal delay of several months to getting those efforts ongoing. Ultimately, what it's going to mean is we can deliver for the warfighter more effectively and more quickly, which is great for our national defense.
Now, I know you're just getting 19 sewn up and everything, yep. But 2020 and beyond, where are your priorities lying and what might we see some investments in?
Yeah, I think my overall priorities are kind of the same. Are we delivering? Are we agile? Are we taking advantage of opportunities? Are we trying to be as cost effective in reform? And then ultimately, are we focused on the talent? All of those are long haul activities. They don't get solved in a week or a month or even a year. And so you're going to see me continuing to try and accelerate. As I said in my presentation, I think the trajectory is really powerful and in the right direction. Now you're going to see me trying to accelerate the velocity at which we can improve and deliver for the warfighter.
Great. Secretary Gertz, thank you so much.
Thank you.